from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan on a shout-out Friday, 877-881-1053. If you want to get involved, also hit us up on the Twitch and the YouTube. The 817, shout-out to me. Sunday, I'll be 43 years old and 43 years sober. I get that. I appreciate that. Good job by you.
Congratulations.
Now, our question here, I'm fascinated to see what kind of responses we get. Which NFL fan base most desperately needs a Super Bowl win? While y'all ponder and Cowboys, give us your answer, I think the Cowboys are like a lot lower on the list than people think. Before that, though, the
Rangers.
We go, not them, to the Corey News Desk for news.
All right. Thank you very much. This is breaking, well, not really breaking news, so, but I
we
appreciate
do some
it.
Of it.
On Thursday, from Todd Archer, the Cowboys placed Chuma Edoga on injured reserve. He's expected to be out until mid-October.
The injured reserve thing, we knew was going to happen. Mid-October feels a little bit longer than I thought.
Yeah, that does seem a little bit longer. But yeah, toe injury, Kevin, is what he's going to be dealing with, like you said there, until mid-October. Maybe, thank you, Lucy. Is
the best.
Maybe the bye week?
Do you think it's always the worst as an athlete to have a finger injury or
yes.
a toe injury?
Yes.
It sounds so weak, but when you have a yes. bad toe.
I think about that all the time when they're like, oh, he broke his leg versus yeah. he dislocated his ring finger, but he's a receiver.
You're like, get out
like,
there.
Yes. Mike, yeah. you're so right about
if
that.
If you're a pitcher and you have a finger injury, that's going to bug. Or a hitter. I mean, hitters yes. with their hand injuries.
All right. I want to see if you guys can tell me how many teams have never won a Super Bowl in the NFL.
Detroit.
That is correct.
Houston, Cleveland. Jacksonville.
Correct, correct. You said Cleveland?
Yeah.
Also correct.
Buffalo.
Correct.
Carolina.
Arizona.
Arizona and Carolina are both correct.
Oh, Alaska.
Atlanta.
What?
Did you say Atlanta already?
Did you say Atlanta?
No, you said Alaska. Atlanta is correct.
I'm pretty sure I said Atlanta with Mike.
Okay.
Not Alaska. Who would say that? I feel like that's it.
Yeah, I feel like we're really close. Minnesota never has, right?
Chargers. Correct.
There's, oh my gosh, it seems like there's more.
There's yeah. two more.
Las Vegas Raiders.
The Houston Texans.
How about that? I think he said that.
Yeah, right. I did. I already said that.
The Tennessee Titans.
Oh, that's a good is one. Correct.
We did it.
There's one more left. You want to ask for help? Maybe Alec knows.
Alec doesn't know. He's like 21 years old.
23, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was as emphatic of a reply.
Did you say the Bengals?
That is correct. Wow.
Alec, would you like to help?
Good for.
I was going to say Bengals, so thanks,
hell
Mike.
Yeah. All right. You know what, Alec? You will have one more opportunity to participate in just 1 second. So think about that for a moment. I believe there are 12 teams that have
right,
never won a title. Aww. You might be right about that. How many teams in the NFL have never been in the Super Bowl?
Oh, great.
So 12 have never won it. So it's got to be no more than 12.
Jacksonville.
That is correct.
Houston.
Correct.
Tennessee
obviously
was there.
We just watched a documentary on Air McNair making
it. He was there. The Chargers have been there. They lost to the San Francisco.
There's two more.
I don't remember all the names you said.
He said
Cleveland.
He said Detroit.
Oh, wait. Detroit's never been.
Detroit?
Thank you.
He said Houston and Jacksonville.
All right, Detroit, I'm going to guess.
That is correct. And Cleveland is the other one. Well, I apologize for ruining the tail end.
We would have eventually gotten there.
I'm happy you did it.
My apologies.
Helped us out. Thank you.
All right. So then the question becomes, with all that, I just wanted to throw that information out there. So when people say the Cowboys, like, I get it because we're from the Metroplex. We're like Cowboys fans born and raised here. But I don't think the Cowboys are very high on that list.
They've gained fans by losing.
Oddly so. I think at best, they're sixth on the list, and that's probably too high. You can make an argument they shouldn't be higher than 13th because all those other teams that are number one.
There are kids out there, though, that have never seen a Super Bowl championship for the Cowboys.
No, they don't care.
And they're now in their 30s.
Maybe. I'll tell you, to me, this is an easy answer. Who's lost at least 50% of their fans based off of their ownership and losing and how bad it's gone? And it's the Washington
Commanders.
Yeah. To me, they're the ones that if they win, they get back, I think, a lot of fans. And all of a sudden, that place had a 30-year waiting period to get season tickets.
80,000 season ticket, like, back
waiting list. Yeah. And that is not the case anymore. It's 50%. You know, full stadium for most of their games. And so to me, it's Washington needs it because that used to be a franchise that was like the Packers or like somewhat the Cowboys. And now they are in the dumps and maybe their ownership, maybe Jaden Daniels can change that.
Okay. I'm going to throw out, I have them fourth. So I'm intrigued by your answer. I want to ask you about this one. Could it be the Buffalo Bills? Because there's a new documentary coming out about the loyalty of the Buffalo fan base called Bills Mafia. So I was thinking about the fact that there are three different games named after unbelievable Buffalo playoff losses.
The Music City Miracle.
Yes.
I can't think of the other two.
Wide right from the Super Bowl against the Giants. Goal. And then the more recent one, 13 seconds. And that was the game against Patrick Mahomes in the divisional round where it was over.
They left too much time on the clock.
You wouldn't think that, but that feels like we really learned, well, crap, what the hell am I supposed to do? So Josh Allen and the Bills score a touchdown with 13 seconds left. And you're like, hey, great, we're going to win. But Kansas City, thanks to Mahomes and company, drive down there, kick a field goal, tie the game. They win in overtime, which sparks a discussion that changes the overtime system in the NFL. So Buffalo is responsible for losing that game, responsible for a kick that if it goes in, they win the Super Bowl and the Music City Miracle. I feel like it might be Buffalo.
That's a good answer. I mean, they have very passionate fans. They obviously try to kill each other before the game starts.
True. Flaming tables and whatnot. Yeah.
And didn't they all, like, weren't they like sacrificing their bodies?
I mean, honestly, that might be the scary part if they do win.
What are they going to do?
What will these people do if they do win, which is probably not the most humane things to each other?
Okay. I could see that.
I'm going with Detroit as my number one team, Kevin, because they had Barry Sanders, and he retires early.
Yep.
They had Calvin Johnson, and he retires early. And granted, the franchise did disservices to those players.
That was their own damn fault.
Along the way, but the fan base itself, they've been known to be a loud crowd, one of the loudest crowds. They've been known to be a passionate crowd as well. And dude, they playoff wins or something that they don't even come by. So I'm gonna say it's Detroit.
I think that's a great answer. I would probably put that as my number one as well. My number one and number two on the list were Detroit and the Cleveland Browns. And the reason why I thought about those two is not only have they never won a Super Bowl, but before the Super Bowl came along, both of those franchises were really good. I know, like, people don't particularly care about that.
You had like a 1-in-8 chance of winning it all.
Actually, that is a very fair point. But the Cleveland Browns, they won 4 NFL championships. The Detroit...
this is interesting.
Not Pistons. The Detroit Lions, okay. They also won...
I thought
you
were going to say the Detroit Panthers.
Yeah, that would have been super confusing.
I mean, you ever seen a Panther in Detroit?
4 NFL championships.
They're all in
Duncanville. But once you turned it into the Super Bowl era, there is just nothing. Tejano Boy on the YouTube says it's the Jets. From the 214 in the fan text, the Atlanta Falcons need it. After their hiccup, they're the Texas Rangers of the NFL.
The thing is Atlanta doesn't really care about the Falcons. It's a weird place when we went there for the Super Bowl. It's,
compared to like the Braves.
Yeah, it's they're not, they do have a football team. They have a beautiful stadium, but they're not really that into their football team.
Okay, let me ask you about a place that you have ended up going a lot. What about the Cincinnati Bengals? I know we talked about the Browns because you end up in Cleveland a lot. Yeah. What is the fan base like for the Bengals? Because I had them up on the list too.
They really love their sports up there. Actually, I just got an email back from our friend Blythe, and she's living up there right now. And she was like, look, they have a big event up here. It's like a parade. What's that thing in Switzerland, Kevin, or Sweden?
The cheese.
No, not the cheese. The
knife.
As long as he keeps saying stuff,
the army knife,
get it.
The watch,
no,
the Swiss watch,
no,
something like Wonder Midsommar.
Yeah, they have something like that all the time. They celebrate it a lot. They desperately want it, and you saw what they were like whenever they got to that Super Bowl. They were so pumped because they are the cheapest team by far, and they feel like they've been beaten up by ownership and their team for a long time. I mean, Andy Dalton was getting into playoffs with Marvin Lewis every year for like 7 years straight, but couldn't do anything. So, yeah, man, I think that Cincinnati fan base definitely deserves that. In need of it, they just got there. They just went there, and like they feel like with Joe Burrow, they're kind of on that cusp all the time. So I don't necessarily think that they need it, but they desperately deserve it.
Of the teams that have never been to the Super Bowl, it feels like there's a possibility for a breakthrough this year. You've got the Jags, Texans, Lions, and Cleveland Browns. Who do you think has the best shot? Is it the Lions?
I think so, because the NFC is way weaker than the AFC right now.
I would be inclined to agree with that. And then when you factor in the Bengals and the Bills, it feels like you have an opportunity. I know the Bills are hurting a little bit. For a first-time Super Bowl champion, or at least for a team to...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Breakthrough into the Super Bowl for the first time.
Now, I'm with you on that. I was just thinking real quick about San Francisco and Dallas. Because obviously they used to reign the NFL in the 80s and 90s. Yep. And obviously both teams are in a big drought. Now the Cowboys are in a big drought of just getting to an NFC championship game. That's not a 49ers problem. Their problem is winning the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So out of those two teams, who do you think needs it more?
49ers. I think it's without question the 49ers. Just because
they have this like window right now.
Yeah, and they have been on the cusp time and again. Like I know Cowboys fans, I'm one of them, desperately wants to win a Super Bowl, but where's the buildup that has led you to think we're right there? Like the 49ers can point to this year and this year and this year. It's like they were right there.
That's fine. The Rangers didn't have any buildup for that.
That
either.
Is a fair counterpoint.
I'll take the one out of nowhere, Kevin, if
that
that's
the
case.
That is a fair counterpoint.
Screw the Niners. What are you doing over
here? I didn't say I want them to win.
You
I said
grow up in Dallas?
Like if you're a 49ers fan, you're right now going, we better win it this year.
Sure.
If you're a Cowboys fan, if you're realistic, it's just, hey, I think we can make the playoffs and maybe win a playoff game.
Or like, I hope we can win. Like,
but it'd be shocking. It would be Texas Rangers shocking if the Cowboys made it to the Super Bowl this year.
I would be shocked. I agree. I would be shocked if that
happened. When it comes to the Cowboys, Mike, I feel like they have a good team, but it's going to take the other team screwing up for them to win in a playoff game. Like, that's what I feel is, like, they're not the ones that are going out there and beating somebody. It's going to be the other team falling apart.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is indeed a shout-out Friday. Thank you very much to everyone who's getting involved in the shout-outs all day long. You can hit us up on Twitch, on YouTube, on The Fan Text. Coming up next, we're going to do something a little bit different. It's time for the Combo Platter Frankenstein Day. Give us a sports opinion, and then what fictitious character do you kind of think might actually be real? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
The runner bluffs from first, doesn't go, and there's a ground ball backhanded by Seager. He throws from his rear end, and he got him at first base. Corey was going over to cover second. The ball was hit to his right. He had to stop, lunge to his right, wound up on the seat of his pants. There was nobody covering second, so he had to throw to first. Didn't bother getting up. He threw from his backside and got it.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Shout out on Twitter. Can I get a shout out to my dad, Randy, for being an amazing dad and role model to me and my siblings, as well as just being a hardworking man who always provides. That is outstanding.
I would like to shout out something, Kevin, if that's okay. Duncanville Mike, the other Duncanville Mike, he's come up to the studio and hung out with us before. He wanted to shout out his daughter, who's doing cap and gown photos today.
Oh, yeah.
And you know that emoji with the big eyes that are kind of welling up?
Sure. Like,
that's the one he added to it, man. Dude, that's... I'm a year away with Avery almost there, and I'm already starting to get sappy about it. So
yeah, I don't think I ever told you this. There is
like
this
card shop.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, out in
they're good, right?
They're awesome. Thumbs up.
Sappy's is awesome.
Yeah, they provide a very unique opportunity at Sappy's too that I like, where they'll like essentially kind of pre-grade your card and be like, "This is what we're thinking," which is a very helpful skill. Now, it is Frankenstein Day. So I wanted to do a combo platter where you give us a sports opinion, and then what is your favorite fictitious character, or maybe characters that you kind of think might actually be real? 877-881-1053. If you want to get involved in the conversation, from the 806, Jerry steals the Eagles-Packers spotlight next Friday by announcing the Dak deal right before kickoff. And I totally think that the Loch Ness Monster is real. So there's kind of an example of
the Loch Ness Monster,
what we're looking for.
Have you seen it?
No, but like, that's the whole thing. I'm not gonna lie, I think vampires are real. And
I too.
Okay, but
because like, look at Paul Rudd.
How does he stay that
dude
young?
Dude has never aged. He was in Clueless, looks exactly the same as he did in Clueless.
He does look the same.
And it can only be from gnawing on the necks of people who have fresh blood.
Okay.
Hollywood.
I didn't expect it to go in that direction, but you know what? There we go. All right, who?
Does it have to be a scary character? No, is that what you're saying?
Not
or
at
just
all.
The best?
I've seen some people say Bigfoot. I don't know if you consider Bigfoot scary or not, but Bigfoot has been a prominent answer thus far.
What about Grendel from Beowulf? Does that count?
I don't even know what that is.
Did you read Beowulf?
Yes.
Did you see the movie?
Ooh.
With Angelina Jolie and the...
No. Was that the, hold on, was that the weird, like, kind of CGI movie? Yes, I did see that.
It was kind of weird.
Okay, you can go with that.
All right.
Sports opinion
sports
first,
opinion.
Though.
Sports opinion. I don't want to pick another team to follow in the on their path to the World Series.
Okay.
This is tough because now that the Rangers have done it, I've got used to being like, okay, the Rangers are my regular season baseball team. And if they make the playoffs, that's a lot of fun. And you know what? If they get a chance to go to the World Series, because we got there two times before, that would be fun too. But I just kind of never suspected that they would actually do it and win it.
Sure.
And so I've kind of gotten used to this. I'll pick another team to kind of follow through the playoffs and be like, that's the team I'll just kind of pull for along the way. And now that the Rangers have done it, I don't want to do that for anybody else. Now that they've actually got a World Series and I want to start stacking trophies up, I don't want to root for anybody else.
You're Texas proud, right?
What are you doing here?
Oh, no. I'm not rooting
There's
for the
no
Astros.
Way. There is no way I'm rooting for the Astros.
I thought you were Texas proud.
I love this state
of
Texas.
When it comes to the state, not the sports.
I think we're the least proud state in the United States.
What?
When it comes to sports, will you root for the University of Texas for anything?
Hell no.
Right? It's just Aggies and that's it. I feel like we're the most petty when we're like, we're Texas proud. When it comes to sports, we are not Texas proud at all. And I'm not saying that's wrong. You ever root for the Houston Rockets or the San Antonio Spurs?
Nope.
Like, they're the ones you want to lose the most when the Mavericks aren't doing well, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to throw this out. Would you ever root for the Houston Texans in this playoffs? And be proud of the Houston Texans?
That actually is interesting because
Reggie will throw
himself.
It in our face all day long.
All he does is text us about how many runs the Astros are scoring.
Right. Yeah, like we scored two. It's all we needed.
I think I would be inclined to root for the Texans.
So the Texans are
more than the other ones.
But will you regret it if all of a sudden we get texts from Houston Texans fans all the time?
I might.
I don't know that I... Pennywise.
Oh, no.
Clowns are real, and that's why.
I'm sure a clown has murdered somebody before.
Absolutely. You remember when all those clowns were standing on the highway holding up signs and stuff, and they were just at nighttime?
No.
It was when we were on nights. It was one of those news and notes stories from Colby. It was like the pictures, Kevin, terrifying. Can you imagine just driving down a road and all of a sudden your lights hit a clown that's just standing there in the road?
No.
No.
I can't.
But Pennywise, like somebody in our neighborhood last year put red balloons at every drain in Plano or on our way to work. And I was like, that's genius. And also terrible. Like, that's scary.
Yeah.
Pennywise, I've always kind of had this. He basically emulates all children's fears. He's everything that scares a child.
Yeah.
The wolf, you know, all those things. That's what Pennywise is. And clowns are scary, dude.
Okay.
So Pennywise.
All right. Mike, do you have a... Oh, man. This is interesting.
Yeah, good.
From the 817. All right. I'll go to Alec next.
Leatherface.
Longhorn fan here. I gladly root for A&M against out-of-state schools. Okay. Kevin is just a hater. Man, I don't know. I need to go talk to more Longhorn fans and be like, are you actively rooting for A&M?
I have a question for you because I was thinking about this morning. Do you think that Quinn Ewers is a good quarterback?
Yeah, he's solid.
I think he's inconsistent.
Okay. Do you think he can be...
But I think he's good.
Do you think he can be an NFL quarterback?
I think he can be a fringy starting quarterback.
Okay. You don't just hate him because he's a Texas quarterback.
No. I think he is overrated for sure.
You would put him this year third, fourth in the quarterback rankings for college? Sixth, seventh.
Okay.
Who would you rather the Cowboys draft if they had to? Is it Wegman? Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, or I mean Carson Beck, honestly.
I'm saying Texas.
I'd rather them take the Texas A&M quarterback, but he gets hurt too, so I understand those concerns. No, I just think the Quinn Ewers hype train is a little overblown.
Does he seem short to me? What is he listed at? I feel like he's like 6 foot, but I think that Ewers is taller than that, but he seems like a shorter quarterback when I watch him.
I thought he was 6'2 or 6'3, but I don't know exactly what his listed number is there, but
he's listed at 6'2, 210.
Okay. He's in that new commercial, the new, what's the Dr. Pepper Fanville commercial?
The hype train?
I saw
yesterday the Dr. Pepper commercial. It was like the hype train and then like the quarterback like goes down with an injury like at practice and they stop the hype train and tell everybody to get off. I will say Dr. Pepper has very
entertaining commercials.
I like their commercials. You.
From the 469, the Stars are going to the Stanley Cup and UFOs and aliens are real because I was kidnapped by a UFO once. From the 817.
Well, then it's not fictitious.
Well, I mean,
it's fictitious to me, but then it wouldn't be fictitious to you.
I think I would accept most people think is fictitious. I've seen several people who probably think they saw Bigfoot. From the 817, the Astros will be one and done in the playoffs. I hope so. And the chupacabras are real. I almost hit one in my UPS truck in Aledo one time.
Yeah, I saw one across in my neighbor's yard once. I have video footage of it, too.
Do you?
Yeah. Somebody said it was a dog with mange. I don't know about that. I think it was a chupacabra.
Okay. From the 469, the Cowboys will miss the playoffs, and giants are real. People have dug up thousands of them in North America and have covered it up.
What?
I want to know
where are they digging up these giants?
When do you? Yeah.
Do you have to be a giant?
Yeah.
Right?
Like if you're, is it over 8 feet tall? Because we've had people that have been, I guess,
that's
seven,
a good question.
Five, seven, six in the NBA. You know, not like a lot, but quite sure. A few guys. So it's like, when are you considered a giant? Is it? Do you have to be 10 feet tall?
I don't. That's a good question.
Many were reported to have been found in Native American burial mounds. Examples of 7 feet to 20 feet tall were reported in many parts of the U.S. Jip.
How tall do you think Goliath was? Do you believe?
Like 15 feet, maybe. Yeah,
I think he was like 6'8".
Jack and the Beanstalk or anything like
David
that.
Would just happen to be like 5'4".
People used to be smaller.
It could be, right?
So
George Mikan might have been the first 6-footer in the NBA. You know, like,
or in the world. Alec. Would you like to go give us a sports opinion and then a fictitious character that you kind of think is real?
Oh, sports opinion that I it's been brewing ever since he got healthy, but I'm so excited for next baseball season because I think Kumar Rocker is going to be one of the guys that Major League Baseball in general is going to fall in love with. You're going to see the MLB tweets about every start like you're seeing, not to the level of Paul Skeens, but like they're going to be like, hey, you might want to turn on the TV today. Rocker's starting. I'm just really excited to see him in the majors and to see him play.
My Twitter account. Yeah, thank you.
Go follow him. Show him some love.
In the majors on Twitter.
But something I think is real. I had to talk myself out of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You know, I had to talk myself out of that.
That would be neat.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I just want to hang out and eat pizza with them. I feel like that would be an incredible time. But something that I swear to this day, but I went on little expeditions, I called them, but it was really just walking around the neighborhood with my buddy Justin growing up. I seriously think Bigfoot is real. I really do. Like I have no reason to not believe.
Is there only one Bigfoot? Are there thousands of Big Feet?
I think there's multiple. I think the Sasquatch is a real thing. I think they walk among us. I don't know where. But
like in
I'm
Dallas,
convinced.
Or are you talking about in the woods? Like,
yeah.
Cedar Ridge Preserve. Are we suggesting that there are places in America we haven't been to that we can't find Squatch families? Like,
and I can see that.
Yeah.
Squatching all over
up in the
somewhere.
Mountaintops. Yeah.
So what about helicopters?
Is your concern not that they exist, but they're just hanging out in the city and they're not in the woods and stuff like that?
Well, I feel like they'd have to be in rural areas. Is that how you say it? Rural?
Rural.
Because urban, we would see them.
Yes.
So they'd have to be in...
Not even rural areas, because that's where people live. They have to be in, like, country.
Yeah.
Like the Appalachian Mountains.
I've been there. A lot of smokers. They love their tobacco. They are lung cancering it up left and right.
I bet
if we looked it up, more lung cancers happen in the App Mountains than anywhere else in the United States of America.
I'll look it up.
We'll have to look into that. By the way, we got a follow-up from many, many, many Texas fans here on the YouTube, on the Twitch, on the fan text.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're like,
Kentucky is the leader in I'm sorry, Kevin. Kentucky's the leader in cancer, by the way.
Okay. Lung cancer? Uh-huh. I'm saying just lung cancer.
All right, let Kevin
we'll follow
tell
up. Take that, yeah, Will. They all said they would never root for the Aggies, and they have accused that person of being a t-shirt fan. So a lot.
What's a t-shirt fan?
You don't know? A t-shirt fan is like, you're not really a fan. You just like to show off. You're like, hey, I like Texas. And you're like, oh, what do you think about their offensive line this year? And you're like, we can score lots of baskets.
So
I like, no.
I still find it's weird to me. I will not buy University of Texas gear. My daughter goes there. I'm not against University of Texas, but I'm not for them.
Okay.
And I don't want to wear their gear and people start talking to me about Texas sports or something, because I'm gonna be like, I don't care.
Yeah.
So I don't want to have that conversation.
Kentucky, Arkansas, West Virginia, Mississippi, and Tennessee. All Appalachian states.
Lung cancer?
Lung cancer.
Is Arkansas in the apps?
I don't think it is, but like all that area.
Yeah.
That area, all those states in that area.
Well, that's where they produce the tobacco, right?
Man. That is crazy.
And you thought Mike was just throwing that out there.
Okay, you're right.
They sold cigarettes in the Appalachian League games. They sold cigarettes as like, you want popcorn, hot dog, or heaters?
You're right. But would you admit that every once in a while you say something that may not have been factually researched?
Oh, I say tons of things that I have not factually researched, but I'm pretty sure they're true.
Y'all think Bigfoot smokes?
Yeah,
no, cigars.
I do.
Huge stogies. Yeah.
We would have known about Bigfoot by now. It's a human-looking creature.
Yeah, I mean, Alec just said he does know.
Yeah. But
you feel like they're only in North America?
No, I think they're in other places, but I think they're mainly here. I think this is their main habitat. Real quick, I did see Jacoby T on the YouTube said that he doesn't think Kermit's fictional.
Kermit the Frog?
I don't know why that got
to me. I have Muppets freak me out, man.
I love the Muppets, man.
Okay, I get it. And they're like, doo, 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 doo,
can you
doo,
imagine
doo, doo,
if real life was like Muppets were sitting next to us doing shows?
And that's why I don't like the Muppets, because I've never seen the episode where they're like, holy crap, that puppet can talk and is sentient. If they just had that episode where it's like,
they just acknowledge it a little bit.
Yeah, and you'd be like, oh my gosh, you're made of felt.
So we're supposed to believe
that
this
circulatory
is a
system
different
like?
Universe where puppets talking is just real. Gotcha.
I don't like it, and it bothers me. Mike, do you have a sports opinion? And I guess it's not a Bigfoot, but is there a fictitious character that you think might be real?
Okay, so sports opinion? No, I don't have one. What do you think? What do you think, Corey? I think that's
amazing that you seem to be frequently unprepared for the sports opinion part.
Random sports opinions. I like it, you know.
Every Friday.
Yeah.
Have just any random sports opinion. Every Friday.
I feel like it's too random.
But it's every Friday.
Too random for who?
For the show.
Get the...
For this
Mike,
show,
yeah,
or just for
this show?
I would like to politely disagree. I don't know if you've ever heard this show before, but
there is a lot of
the most fictitious character that thinks he's real is Jerry Jones knows football.
Man, you really,
all right,
really
you know
stretched
what, Mike?
On that one.
I feel like I just combined sports opinion with fictitious character.
No.
I think he's so fictitious that he's actually following football.
Okay.
And then he's like, I'm general manager. General manager of what? You don't even know your team. And then there's 31 others you're supposed to know.
Very true.
So
Very
see how I combined
true.
Them?
By the way, a follow-up to one of Alex's potential answers. You should have heard the morning show. They barely know what the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are. And that's just a shame. That really is disappointing.
It's they're a very famous, Peyton-like thing right there.
They're famous artists.
That is true. Leonardo da Vinci.
Mm-hmm.
What is Leonardo? It's da Vinci, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Raphael Septian.
That is
I think it's Furcal.
Michelangelo and Donatello.
What's his last name?
Gucci.
Gucci. I think it's Gucci Donatello. I think it's his last name. Can't even.
Yeah, but you can't give a random sports opinion, Mike. But you could jump in there.
I don't like random sports.
You are a walking random sports opinion.
That's why I don't like them.
From the 972,
like they're not random.
Purdy is better than Joe Burrow. They're
random to you.
And ghosts are real. Okay. And then this is I don't know. Look, I was not prepared for some of these follow up questions. Why would Bigfoot not just shave all his body hair off and be an NBA player? I don't know. If you live in the woods, are you prepared? That seems like a harsh transition. Yeah.
And just because you're
being
tall,
basketball.
The Mavericks have had the most tall non-basketball players on their NBA team.
That is true.
If I found out that Shaq was actually Bigfoot after shaving everything off and doing that, I would believe it.
But
real.
But what would you say, Yao Ming too? Like Manute Bol? Sure. Yeah. Pavel Pokolzin?
Manute Bol's just tall and skinny. Not as like
Pavel Paul Potts Paul. Pokolzin. There we go.
Oh no.
He was built
We've
like
broken Kevin.
He could be a Bigfoot in terms of he's a thick fella. I could see that.
Have you ever watched Bruce Bochy walk?
Does he walk a little like Bigfoot?
Yeah. Yeah. He kind of, I'm going to stand up. I know Carter's not here, but he kind of
swing
like
swings
his arms like this when he walks out to the mound. I'm like, he kind of has a Bigfoot walk about him. Tonight, when he goes out to the mound to get John Gray at some point, probably.
John Gray's pitching a complete game tonight.
Like, he probably will. Or he never has to go out there because they're just making the pitching changes in between innings. But watch how he walks. He kind of has a Bigfoot gait about him. Okay. He kind of like just kind of. His arms kind of sway Bigfooty.
That is true. You've seen it, Kevin.
No. And he has to cut his New Balance shoes. Did you guys know that?
What?
Yeah, he has a bad toe, like, you know, and like not good feeling. So when you see his shoes, he has a big hole in his shoe, but it's an intentional hole in his shoe.
Oh. What?
Yeah. Not underneath, not the sole, but like the,
on the side or the top?
The cloth part.
Okay.
Yeah, near your pinky toe.
Interesting.
On the 901, Cowboys won't make the playoffs, and the abominable snowman lives on Mount Everest. We're the KNC masterpiece. Man, y'all are...
Bobon. Yeah, he funny. Might be a giant or a Bigfoot or a Sasquatch.
On the 469, I will forgive Kevin for not knowing the Muppet circulatory system. I just want to know, how does that all work?
With a hand.
Yeah, I think they have a hand up their butt.
I really wish we were transitioning to anything else, but...
I'm just saying, Kevin, when this show's over, run to the elevator. That's all I'm saying.
It's time for Mike Likes It.
I'll be right there with you. Right?
Yes, I know.
If not before
I've seen
us.
You get up during the crosswalk, and you're like, hey, is my part of talking over? I'm a peace out.
Yeah. You know what they say. Last in, first to leave.
That is definitely not...
Nobody's ever said that.
I did.
Okay.
All right, guys. Let's get serious here. So, you know how college football's starting?
Yes.
So, I think that Cowboy fans, I'm going to give them a little bit of, hey, get ready for college football through the Dallas Cowboys. So, I give you three people that you should watch because one of these three people, I bet, will be a Dallas Cowboy in 2025.
Oh, okay.
Who are these three people? The top three running backs in college football. Mm. I think by the time we get to the end of this season, the Cowboys are like, hey, first or second round, we can't skip. We can't go just take the best player available. We have to, in one of our first two picks, have to take a running back because we screwed this one up so bad. All right? So... I'm hoping Carter's not here, so I'm hoping you guys have watched Oklahoma State football. Can you tell the people at all about Ollie Gordon? Because he's supposedly the best running back in college football.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm not prepared for
okay.
that.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, when it comes to watching football, you might want to, when you watch Oklahoma State, watch Ollie Gordon because he's considered a possible first round running back.
Okay.
All right. Next one. I'm going to say his name wrong, but Quinshon Judkins for Ohio State. He's another guy that you probably in Ohio State. The good thing is Oklahoma State, you're probably going to watch Big 12 football, so you're going to get to watch him quite a bit. So this will be people that you're going to say, I want them on the Dallas Cowboys.
They also have Travion Henderson, Ohio State. We're talking
ESPN
about
ESPN has him
back?
Listed as the second one.
Okay. Yes.
As the second best running back or their second running back?
Their second best running back.
Okay. Because right now, according to Tankathon mock draft, Cowboys picking 25th would take Ollie Gordon running back, Oklahoma State.
Yeah. He would be first. Yeah. In ESPN's list and good receiver out of the backfield. Also 21 rushing touchdowns last year. So that's nice. Yeah.
And then the Ohio State running back right now, it's obviously super early mock draft. is they have 28th overall is the Ohio State running back.
Okay.
And so those are the two guys that they have in the first round. But then as I go down just a little bit more, they have a guy who's 5'9", so 4 inches taller than our running back in Deuce Vaughn, is Aston Ginty.
Ginty.
Who is the running back for Boise State.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks little.
So
he's also a good receiving threat.
Yeah, so 43 catches for in 5 touchdowns last year.
So I'm asking you guys this. How desperate do you think the Cowboys are going to be after this season is over to be like, screw it, first or second round, it has to be a running back?
I hope it's the second round. I guess I just don't value running backs in the first round of the draft, no matter how deficient I think the Cowboys run game is going to be this year. I would go second
round. If it was Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
Like Adrian Peterson in college was, you knew he was a stud.
Yeah. And that's the tough thing about it. You have to be able to figure out or guess if they're going to have the staying power, because Ezekiel Elliott was drafted number 4. He was a stud, but then he was not particularly useful after what, 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so that felt like a different position could have been addressed. I mean, when he was good, he was really good.
Okay. Now I keep moving on. I'm kind of doing college football here. I'm trying my best, guys, right? I watched some of the Colorado game.
Okay.
Shedeur Sanders looked good to me.
He can throw the ball.
I don't know if their offensive line is a lot better or North Dakota State isn't a great pass rushing team, because they're not like, you know, whatever, a Big 12 team or a Pac. I know there's not a Pac-12 anymore, but that's what they were in last year.
Yeah.
So maybe he's going to have more time to make plays. When you watch Shedeur Sanders last night, what did you guys think of his kind of prospects?
I think
when it comes to being an NFL quarterback.
Well, I think for one, still in college, he needs to stop getting sacked so much and hit around.
Man, because that is a good point.
Last year, he was sacked the most times in college football. I think it was 52 sacks last year. And then this year started off, it was tough for him last night too, and they even beefed up their offensive line in order to try and, you know, help that a little bit. So his body is going to have a toll on it by the time he gets to the NFL. But watching him throw, he's got two receivers that do a very good job of just, if you get it in the area, they can catch it. Travis Hunter's catch in the end zone last night, where basically that cornerback pushed him to the ground and his arms just reached up and snagged it out of the air, was awesome. I think the dude can throw it a ton. He's got some great weapons right now, and that was a good test for them last night. But Jimmy Horn Jr. is a blast to watch, too. That dude's speed's amazing. I think he's really good.
I'm curious to see what kind of report we get back from Carter about Cam Ward, the quarterback from Miami, because he's going to go to that Miami-Florida State game. So I'm curious about Cam Ward in that mix of Carson Beck, Shedeur Sanders, Quinn Ewers, etc.
Do you think a Texas school makes the Final 12?
Yes.
Do you think it's just going to be one or two? And if it's one, who is it? Do you think it could be two?
If I had to guess right now, I'd say one, and it would likely be Texas.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious about Texas.
I'm sorry if that is a betrayal.
Real viability this year.
Okay.
Because of how much they lost. Not necessarily of what they were able to re-add to it, but they did lose a lot this year, especially from their offense too. So that's one thing I'm kind of curious about. And there, can Sarkisian just kind of do what some of the big schools, the Georgias and the Bamas, have done consistently? And that is, once that leaves, it's okay. We got another class that's taking over that's just as good and as consistently good. So I still have Texas. I got a question mark next to them right now.
So here's the thing about Texas, and I think Texas will make it too. They have surprisingly an easy schedule for entering the SEC. I'm just looking at this. After you get past UTSA and Louisiana Monroe, here's their Big 12 game. Or sorry, their SEC games. Mississippi State, Oklahoma, Georgia. That is very tough to start off their schedule. But then after that, Vanderbilt, Florida, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Texas A&M.
Yeah.
That's not very hard. You know, I thought like, oh man, they're going to, their schedule is going to kind of really hurt them. And I get it. It's not an easy schedule, but I don't know. You just, it sounds like it would be tougher.
They could have three losses pretty easy though. Like there's three games in there that I think they could lose.
So they duck LSU, Ole Miss, Alabama. Yeah. So they duck a lot of the big hitters in the conference this
probably
year.
Probably smart if you're the SEC to lay it out that way at the beginning.
Oh.
To give them more chances to have teams in the playoff.
All right, so my last question is based off of Texas A&M. Obviously, my son is like fired up. He's like a huge Aggie fan.
I'm really excited about tomorrow.
Can the Aggies make the Final 12, or do you think they will if they lose this game? This one feels like to me they need to win this game if they're going to make the 12-team tournament.
Here is the issue if they lose this game. Texas A&M has been a horrid road team. Just really, really terrible. And so they're going to have to assert their dominance at home, because I think most of their toughest games this year, maybe like almost all of them, are home games.
Yes, they are.
Okay. And okay, so I agree with you.
Home against LSU, home against UT. Those would probably be
Missouri.
Home against Missouri. Those are their kind of right
home
now.
Home against LSU.
Okay. And so they need to be able to win this game because they have not shown proclivity to win road games whatsoever. So I think I'm with you. I don't believe they will make the playoffs, but if they do, they have to win tomorrow. Notre Dame does not.
Sports opinion. UT and A&M make the Final 12.
Let's go.
See, and you thought I didn't have any sports opinions.
A&M probably because when I asked you, you said, I don't know.
I don't like the pressure. Okay. All you have to do is look at my Major League ERA, okay?
Aw.
There's a kid who made fun of, like, there's a Bishop Lynch and Bishop Dunn are playing football tonight. And one of the kids posted on my son's like Instagram page, yeah, your dad gave up home run to Barry Bonds. I was like, I gave up a home run to a lot of worse people than that. You can make fun of me a lot more if you go look up some of the crappy players I gave up home runs to.
Who off the top of your head, who do you think was the crappiest player you gave up a home run
to? It was in Double A. I always remember this. David Eckstein. Now he had a good career. When he had a home run and he was like 5'6", 140 pounds, I'm like, I suck. He ended up having a very good career, and it was right down the left field line. I was just like, oh man. And I got in trouble that game because I stunk that game, and my catcher came out and said, hey, you want to douse somebody and get out of this game? I was like, sure.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors and a special guest.
Kyle Yeomans from DallasCowboys.com joins us. He's got a special event going on this weekend next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.